Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes of time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply made from scratch. Now, we have to remember that a few generations ago, almost everything was made from scratch. Our parents and grandparents and sometimes great-grandparents, the only way they had to make food was to make it from scratch. The biscuits were from scratch, and the vegetables were picked directly from the garden and cleaned and prepared. Everything was done from scratch. Well, obviously, of course, as time has evolved, we have more food that's in cans and in boxes now than ever before, and it seems like very few things are made from scratch. However, we can all admit that we love the food made from scratch because we knew it was better for us, we knew it was healthier for us, and we knew it tasted best of all of the foods that we could eat. Well, by the same token, the made from scratch principle also applies in this spiritual life because God made each and every one of us from scratch. My friends and neighbors, he didn't have to pull from another recipe. He didn't have to do anything different. He made us all from scratch. Remember, the Bible says in Psalms 139:14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Then in Ephesians 2:10, we discover that we are his workmanship. Then we discover in Psalms 119:73 that God's hands have made us and fashioned us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it sounds just like we were made from scratch. Have you ever stopped to think about it, my friends, that God had you on his mind when you were created, that it wasn't accidental, that it wasn't something that was an act of fate? No, it was preordained. God did it the way he needed it to be done. Watch this, my friends and neighbors. There are a few key components in our SCRATCH acronym. We won't finish them all today, but we'll come over a few about how God made us all. First of all, my friends and neighbors, remember, God made you a specialist. That is the S in our SCRATCH acronym. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you can do things others cannot do. I don't know how long it's been since you've actually exercised the gifts that God's given you, but he made you a specialist. He made you different than everybody else on the planet. When he made you, he broke the mold. There'll never be a person like you, and there was never a person like you before you came. He said in Ephesians 4:11 that he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some teachers. Then we discover in 1 Corinthians 12:12 that just as the body is one but has several members within the body, we are one in Christ but have also many responsibilities and many gifts. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to tap into the thing that God gave you, that gift, that talent, that ability, that skill, that passion that God gave you that nobody else on the planet has in the way that you've got it. God made you special. You know, when people were making food from scratch, oftentimes as time evolved, some were good at scratch baking and others were great at scratch cooking. And so you'd have some that would specialize. Well, when it came to you, my friends and neighbors, God specialized. He made you somebody unique. Embrace who you are. Be proud and excited that God made you unique in him. That C in our SCRATCH acronym says that God made us all catalysts. You see, he made some specialists. He made us all specialists, but then he made us all catalysts. Catalyst is simply an agent for change, a vehicle for change. Look at the things that God calls us. In Matthew 5:14, he calls us the light of the world. In Matthew 5:13, he calls us the salt of the earth. So we see first we're light and then we're salt. We know that light changes darkness and salt changes flavor, but he didn't stop there. In 2 Corinthians 5:20, he called us ambassadors. Just in case we didn't understand the light and we didn't understand the salt, God said, let me make it up, give you a political term. We are ambassadors, representatives for him. Hold on. Then he says, wait a minute. In 1 John 3:1, we're sons of God. It couldn't be any plainer than that, my friends and neighbors. God has made us just like him. We are designed to change those things around us. What are you changing, my friends and neighbors? What is it that you are impacting? everything. Do you recognize that God made you from scratch so that you can bring about a change? That wonderful light he's placed in you is a light that's supposed to guide somebody out of darkness. That salt he's placed in you is that salt that's supposed to empower and impact and influence those around you. My friends and neighbors, I hope that you recognize that you were made from scratch. That R in our scratch acronym reminds us that God made us with a certain degree of relentlessness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's why you never give up. That's why you don't quit. That's why you keep bouncing back. That's why when people think you down and out for the count, you always rise again. That's why when people called and wrote you off and said that you never recover from depression, they look at you today and see that you've recovered just fine. So those that said you never recover from heartbreaks and heartaches, they look at you today and see that not only have you recovered, you're helping somebody else through. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that relentlessness that God placed in us is what he did when he made us from scratch. The Bible says in Psalms 37 and 24 that though we fall, we won't be completely cast down, for God is able to uphold us with his hand. Then we discover in Proverbs 24 and 16 that a just man falls 7 times and rises up again. Then we discover in Psalms 145 and 14 that the Lord upholds all that falls and raises up all those that are bowed down. Have you fallen, my friends? Are you bowed down? God has the power to raise you up and lift you up. We're relentless. Don't give up, my friends and neighbors. The Bible says that we can look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. I'm only going to go over one more in this scratch acronym, my friends and neighbors. That A said that God made us abolitionists. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's just a fancy term for saying that we take away and remove everything that's not like him. Remember, we learned in James 4 and 7 that when we submit ourselves to God, we can resist the devil and he will flee from us. Then we understand that we can even abolish or eliminate all of our worries. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and 7 that we can cast all our care upon him because he cares for us. See, God gave us the power to eliminate everything that hinders us, that harms us, that hurts us, that confuses us, that moves us in the wrong direction. We've got the power to abolish. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I'm excited about the fact that God made us all from scratch, gave us special things that we can hold on to. Remember that you were made special and unique in God's precious eyes. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families and embrace the new and improving you.